Chapter 22. June 5th of Year 2. Something that should not be possible happened. I received a signal from Proxima B. At the time, I was not consciously listening. It was obvious nothing could come from the direction of our destination. All of mankind watched the giant flare, and Messenger barely survived the shockwave. The planet orbits its star so closely that hardly anything could have survived there. Certainly not whoever had once asked Earth for help. They had sought help from mankind, which really could not even help itself. No matter. It was a call for help, the scientists had agreed. It came from the planet we are aiming for. And it ended with the enormous eruption of the red dwarf. So what did I just receive? The code base of the signal is identical to the message previously received on Earth. I checked that right away. Could it be some kind of echo? The only possible source was Proxima B. Maybe someone managed to survive there in spite of everything. It was assumed during mission planning that we would only find the remains of extraterrestrials. Perhaps I should modify the expansion plan for Messenger before we reach our destination. Will we need weapons? Are we walking into a trap, attracted by a pot of honey? Psychologists considered this highly unlikely, or rather, thought it a typical form of human logic. Basically, space is really huge, and one would hardly set a trap in order to wait for potential victims. The waiting time would be long, almost eternal. A conventional spaceship might have taken some 80 years. Can one build a trap if such time spans are involved? I look at the signal again. Taking our current position into account, it has the same exact strength as the one previously received on Earth. This means it was most likely sent by the same transmitter. The most logical explanation for this occurrence would be an automatic system whose builders gave it a self-repair capability, just like Messenger has. If intelligent life was involved, wouldn't it have changed the content of the message after being silent for so long? Something like, "Catastrophe has passed. We survived." I really feel like shaking my head or scratching my chin. Anything. I don't know what to do with this message, and it leaves me puzzled. I cannot even ask Earth for advice, because an answer would reach me no earlier than 7 years from now.